DOS Mobile.
DOS in 0TR. Good afternoon, Gary.
Tom, what are you and Miss Bernice up to today?
We're watching the guy on Gunsmoke. About to blow himself up, skimming off nitroglycerin off the top of the dynamite.
Not me doing that, but, I guess somebody's got to do it.
It reminds me of the time, this is Gunsmoke. My brother-in-law never talked much about his time on the Wichita Police Force, but he worked his way from patrolman all the way to investigator and lieutenant. So one day I just asked him after he was well retired, and I said, George, what's the most exciting thing you ever done on the police force? And he says, well, Tom, he says, I got a call out to the very edges of Sedgwick County, of the city. And he said, this family called and said they'd found some dynamite in an old shed. And it was their grandfather, or dad, I'm not sure, probably both. And he says, I went out there. There was 144 cases of dynamite. He says, and he was the bomb squad for a while in Wichita, and he took me through that and showed it all to me. And he was a firearms expert. But he could tell you anything you wanted to know about explosives, believe me. I mean, the burn time, the fuses, the whole nine yards. So he says, I opened one of those cases up, Tom, and he says, dynamite, when it gets old, it leaches nitroglycerin. And he says, that's when it's dangerous. So he said, I called, what fort was it up there, Bernice? Fort Riley, and told him to send the bomb squad. Well, they did. And in the end, they brought like a bobcat or a trencher, and they dug a big trench. And they actually built a line shack out there. It was a farm. And George told them, now, you can burn that like you want, but don't ever burn over 12 cases at a time. Don't ask me why, Gary. I don't know. So, George shows them, and they burnt 12 cases. It worked fine. And so a couple of days later, because, 144 cases, they had to burn that 12 times. And he said they got a call, and all the fire apparatus and everybody was in emergency. And they goes out there, and those guys had decided that they could burn more than that at once. And it exploded. And it blowed out windows for miles around. And he said, the funniest part was one of them army guys was in that line shack. And he said he had got down on his hands and knees to pick something up under a table when that explosion went off and there was no more line shack. And he lived. He said, I had to laugh.
Okay. Well, after the fact, I guess that was funny, but goodness gracious. It's a wonder the man could hear. He probably hurt his ears real bad when that explosion went off that close. But goodness gracious. I don't believe I'd, if a man told me to burn 12 cases at the time, I don't believe I'd try 13.
No better, being on the bomb squad. George was a Navy veteran, but he flew in the P-2V Neptunes in the Korean-type crisis, mapping the coastline of China, actually. But he was a great guy. He was like Chris is, he was my other brother from another mother, and we just loved him. They had a farm about 20 miles west of town where we lived, and I always loved going there. My daughter's going up there next week, and one of my grandsons, and I've been briefing him out of fishing that pond out there. It's he's got a beautiful pond and that, and our nephew still owns it out there. So they're going to stay there while they're visiting Tony's best friend, her husband has cancer and not a good situation. So they're visiting them. But yeah, I believe I'd have listened to old George. He knew what he was talking about when it come to explosives.
Your daughter and grandson have a good time out there visiting. And, yeah, I believe I'd have listened to him as well since they knew about explosives. But, you know, even if, you know, I was on the bomb squad, I believe I'd have still listened to him a little bit. oh, my goodness. Tom, I've arrived here at the house. I'm going to jump out and take in my stuff. I had to go to the store and get a few items. And you know how it goes. You go to the store and you have to get something that's refrigerated. And I had to get some milk. And as hot as it is, I don't want to sit out here in the hot and let it get warm. And so I'm going to take it on inside. You and Miss Bernice have a wonderful afternoon. Good talking to you a little bit. Let you go back to you watching your gun smoke. And tell Miss Bernice we said hello and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. Enjoyed it. We'll do it again. N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
Okay, Gary, real quick. The P8 the other night on CBS News in the evening, which I never watch, but I heard an advertisement, and that real good-looking gal that gives the news on there, that I don't like CBS or NBC, but she got to fly on a P-8 Poseidon, and they actually showed a video of the inside. Of course, they blotted out things that you weren't supposed to see. But, oh, is that a magnificent plane. But you know how secretive they were about our plane. But there they had the news media flying in it, and I forget where she was flying at, but I think she had a flak jacket on. I'm not sure. But at any rate, we'll talk to you later, Gary. Glad you enjoyed that article. KI4DOS N0TR. I'm showing 93 and feels like 101. Get them groceries in.
Good. And you mentioned the P2B Neptune. I got the privilege to fly in one of those. And my commanding officer was a real good friend of the guy that flew into California. He was from Marietta, Georgia. That's where the P2B was stationed, and he asked me if I wanted to go up in it, and I said, yeah, I'd love to go up in it, but I said, I don't think I'm allowed to sit where I want to. He said, where do you want to sit? I said, I want to sit out there in that glass nose bubble, yeah, on takeoff and landing. And he said, well, he said, you know, flying with me, he said, you have to report in from your ditching station. I said, yes, sir. And he said, well, you report in from your ditching station, and that's where you are. So I took that to mean that I could go out there in that glass nose landings. That's where the mad operator sat. And, you know, taking off wasn't too bad. You know, the ground took, you know, left you real quick. But coming in on landing, that ground coming up, it comes up quick. And, I decided right then I didn't want to do that again.
Be like flying in the ball chart in a B-17. Yeah, George was stationed at Woodby Island. There was a lot of them up there too, Gary. Well, we'll talk to you later. Yeah, N0TR clear.
Okay, Tom. Y'all take care. Talk to you later, 73. N0TR, KI4DOS, mobile clear.